Go for launch. Making your knees freeze and your liver quiver, you are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. Yes, it's Casey Ferguson here, coming at you from Motel Ferguson, my commune of volume. That was Ugly Kid Joe kicking off the show with their version of the AC/DC classic, Livewire. I've got a mug full of mayhem for you on this episode of the Casey Ferguson Show. I will have the second part of my interview with actor R.A. Mihailov, a.k.a. Leatherface, from Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. Music on the way from Fozzy, Johnny Lang, Earshot, and Faith No More as well. So stay tuned. It's cold outside, so let's slide back under the covers. This is Five Finger Death Punch, Mama Said Knock You Out, on the Casey Ferguson Show.
Suckers in fear, making the tears rain down. tried to bleed me. I see clearly now. You tried to feed on me. I see clearly now. You tried to bleed me. I see clearly now. You tried to feed on me. I see clearly now. You tried to bleed me. I see clearly now. You tried to feed on me. And you're my enemy. All that we had is gone away. And there are times that fade away. But you'll still be my enemy. My enemy. My enemy.
Don't leave me.
Born and bred to rip and shred, you are listening to The Casey Ferguson Show on Emerst Island Radio 92.1 FM. From the album Letting Go, that was Your Shot, Not Afraid. Before that was Enemy by Fozzy, and kicking off that set was Five Finger Death Punch with their rendition of LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out. Since last episode of this show, my hometown of Kingston received its first snowfall, or at least the first one that has stayed. And no, sir, I don't like it. So, I have compiled a short list of things that I'd rather have than snow. They are as follows. Jock itch, an Andy Griffith marathon, a urinary tract infection, a beard of bees, gout, Christmas dinner with my family, hemorrhoids, a prosthetic head, swine flu, a sexual encounter with a cheese grater, angina, a collection of Ricky Martin cassettes, menopause, another rom-com, cataracts, the proverbial hill of beans, a hug from a cactus, a pandemic, osteoporosis, date night with Honey Boo Boo, fibromyalgia, a salad, menstrual pain, an interview with Stephen Hawking, liver spots, a kiss from a taser, an audible shart, lobster bisque, a kick in the ass with a frozen boot, a game of Scrabble with Dog the Bounty Hunter, elephantitis, a pie-eating contest without pie, a waft of Hillary Clinton's undergarments, a tussle with a giant man-eating arachnid, a balloon animal in my urethra, or perhaps just rain. Feel free to send in a list of things you'd rather have than snow. You may just win something. Send your list in a private message to the Casey Ferguson Show Facebook page at facebook.com/thecaseyfergusonshow or in an email to caseyfergusonshow@hotmail.com. My guest on this episode of the Casey Ferguson Show is actor R.A. Mihailov. R.A. is best known for his portrayal of the iconic Leatherface in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. We spoke about that film in detail back on episode 6 of this show, so if you missed that, head to caseyfergusonshow.com to check it out. In this second and final part of our conversation, R.A. will discuss his appearances on Full House and America's Funniest Home Videos, as well as what kind of music Leatherface listens to in his spare time, his upcoming and recent films, and more. This is the second and final part of my conversation with actor R.A. Mihailov on The Casey Ferguson Show.
Getting back to Leatherface, were you on set the day that, I guess, Ken Foray broke Viggo Mortensen's rib, or ribs?
That must have been during the fight scene they did. And, Casey, I'll tell you something. This is the first I've ever heard of that. And, yes, I was there. I watched him do that fight scene.
But you didn't realize that he had broken a rib, or did he just not sell it? Or
he made no mention of it and didn't seem to react in any kind of way. So, yeah, like I said, I didn't know anything about it.
Since I have the Leatherface that loves music on the show, who are some of your favorite bands?
Wait a minute. Who said that I'm the Leatherface that loves music?
Well, you have the headphones on in the movie.
Oh, good God, boy. That's simply called acting. I listen to music, you know, but it's... No, there's other Leatherfaces that are much more into music than I am, but for the record, my playlist usually consists of traditional country. I wouldn't give 2 cents for modern country. I wouldn't... Oh, name some modern country star.
Toilet paper, or at least that's what I want to call them.
Well, you know, whoever they are, they're all so bland and generic to me.
Oh, it's pop music with a fiddle.
Huh?
It's basically pop music with a fiddle these days.
Well, but it's not even a fiddle. They've changed it to a violin. If a modern country concert was playing across the street for free, I wouldn't go. I'm down with Johnny Cash and Waylon and Willie and the Highwaymen.
Yeah, the Outlaws. That's the stuff I like.
Yeah, David Allan Coe, Billy Joe Shaver.
Hell yeah.
You know, Hank Jr. That's the kind of country I like. And even further back, I like that old stuff. You know, Hank Williams Sr.
Hank Snow.
Hank Snow, Ray Price. Faded Love. I've been listening to that over and over again, man. I love that song. Willie and Ray Price recorded that together in like 1959 or something like that. I listen to Sirius Radio. That's what I have in my car. Believe me, I spend a lot of time in my car.
Yeah, sounds like.
So that's the kind of country I like. I like blues. I like blues a lot. I like folk music, you know, like Judy Collins, Joni Mitchell. Here's one that you haven't heard in a thousand years. Buffy St. Marie.
Oh, wow. A Canadian.
Gordon Bach. Sea shanties and maritime songs. I love those things, too. They're difficult to find, you know, on the radio. But that's the kind of music I like. And believe it or not, I actually like world folk music. Sometimes I like to just sample. There used to be a show on certain cable systems. I think DirecTV had it. There used to be a station called Link, and they would play music videos. They called it world music, and they just go all over the globe and play music videos. I mean, one time, you know, 1 minute they'd be in Africa, the next minute they'd be in Finland, then they'd be over in, you know, a video from, Samoa, you know, and then over to Siberia. You know, just all over the world. So it was really cool to see that different kind of music, mainly country and blues. And then every once in a while, I'll listen to some classical music.
A little Paganini or some Bach and Beethoven, a little Mozart, nothing wrong with that.
Yep, or some burlesque.
go. You heard it here first on Island Radio and the Casey Ferguson Show. Leatherface is a classical music fan.
Debonair.
You got her, sir. Now, you actually did a Full House episode, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. That is a guaranteed fact. A good friend of mine used to bodyguard John Stamos, a guy I used to ride motorcycles with.
He needed one, too. The gals love that guy.
Oh, my God. Well, that's how he got hired, to go with John when he used to make personal appearances, you know. And John rides motorcycles, too. So they came up with that episode where they were going to have a bunch of Uncle Jesse's biker buddies crash the party. So, of course, called in his bodyguard. His bodyguard and I were roommates at the time, and he brought me along. So, you know, we were in like Flynn, and that's why we got the little speaking part of the thing. You know, do you remember the episode?
Bits and pieces. It's been a bit since I watched it, but I do definitely remember watching it as a kid, yeah.
Yeah, well, let me hit the high spots. The women folk are planning a baby shower, but they don't tell Uncle Jesse. So he bribes a little punk kid with an ice cream sundae out in the kitchen to spill the beans. So when he finds out that they're having a baby shower, he gathers up all his biker buddies, and we crash the baby shower. And me and the guy that I was telling you about, we're right in the middle of the baby shower. We're about ready to headbutt each other, and Uncle Jesse steps between us. Skull, tiny, skull, you'll get blown on the carpet. And I go, oh, yeah, man, you're right.
Yeah, it's coming back to me now.
Yeah, so that's the episode. And then that episode, believe it or not, led to an appearance on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, wow, what did you do there?
Well, playing biker again. One of the days we were working on Full House, I was standing around the craft service table, yakking with Cameron, Candace Cameron, what's her new last name, Burrell or something?
Burray,
yes. When I knew her, she was Candace Cameron. Burray and Bob Saget came by and sat down and was yakking with us. You know, that was it. Walked away, did his thing. We all walked and, you know, went back to work. About a month later, I get a call from the production company from America's Funniest Home Video. Hey, Bob Saget really liked you guys, and he wants you to come down and do something on the show. Well, let me think. Bob Saget asked you to be on America's Funniest Home Video when he's hosting it. I believe the answer is, you bet. When do you need me?
I'll be there early.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, once again, playing bikers. So, me and this guy, his name is Paul Baumgartner. We sort of reprised our characters from Full House. And the gimmick was, I guess periodically they would have a $10,000 giveaway on America's Funniest Home Videos. Mm-hmm. So this particular episode, Saget opens the show. He's in a tuxedo. His tuxedo pants are filled with $100,000 silver dollars. And, you know, I mean, it's like ridiculous. They're ballooned out, you know, and he can't move. And he goes, yeah, for some reason they decided to give the money in cash this week, and my producers are really nervous about it, so they hired a couple of bodyguards. Oh, I think they're here now. And we come rolling in on motorcycles, and we get off, and Paul goes, hi, I'm Skull, and this is Skippy, and we're here to guard the money. So, cut away to the, you know, the introduction of the show, come back, Bob's in his regular suit, the tuxedo pants are still sitting in the middle of the stage, and we're flanking at bikers. We guard the money the rest of the show, and then at the very end, John Stamos and Dave Coulier come in, we have a bucket of chicken. I don't know why they gave me a bucket of chicken, and
hey, free food, man.
Yeah. Full House led to America's Funniest Home Video.
Excellent. What do you got coming down the pipe? Got any movies in the works right now?
Yes, sir. Thank you for asking. As you may or may not know, March was the release of a movie, again, the aforementioned Kane Hodder and I co-starred in, written and directed by John Boduke Schneider. It's a horror comedy called Smothered. It's available right now, I guess, on, you know, Netflix or Hulu or Zulu or Hudu or Voodoo or whatever.
You know. Yeah, I can't keep up with all of them either.
No, I can't keep up with them, you know, but it's out there. People seem to like it. Then I've got two in the can. I have one that just got picked for a selection for the Downtown Los Angeles Film Festival, and that's called The Taker, where I play the host of a paranormal investigation show. And what I love about the movie, best of all, it's got three Playboy Playmates, including 2013 Playmate of the Year, Raquel Pamplona. She's in it. My co-host is Playboy Playmate. And there's one other one I can't remember, but there's three of them. But it's pretty cool because I get to play, I get to walk and talk and actually seem like I know what I'm talking about, you know?
Well, yeah, there's a tough set to be on, a bunch of playmates, yeah. What a tough gig, man.
Well, I'll tell you what, never in my little 13-year-old boy mind did I ever think I would be sitting knee-to-knee, elbow-to-elbow with 2013 Playmate of the Year, or any other Playboy Playmates, you know? I love my job.
Yeah, this gig sucks.
Yeah, so that one, like I said, just got accepted for the Downtown Los Angeles Film Festival. And then, a movie I did in Columbia, Missouri, I just screened at a festival 2 weekends ago. It was very well received. And it's called Slasher.com. It'll be coming out soon. What I like about that movie, it trots out every horror cliche. And just when you think that, you know, you're seeing another bunch of crap, you know, the same old, it starts flipping those horror cliches on their head and then flipping them back around and then twisting them around. And by the end of the movie, you go, holy Christ, I can't believe it.
I like the sounds of that.
Yeah. Very talented cast. It was a real, real fun project to work on. And I'm hoping it is a successful so we can do Slasher.com too.
Excellent. Well, break a leg, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Casey. Thank you very much. Also, I'm in Death House. It's the movie that they're calling the Expendables of Horror because just about everybody that's anybody in the horror industry is in the movie. It takes place in a super secret research facility where they're trying to find the cause of and the cure for evil. Evil.
I love it.
Yeah, so, you know, it's pretty crazy. I play a normal human. My character's a prison leader, just a regular bad guy. But then there's, like, multiple levels of evil. As they manifest themselves and they descend deeper into the facility, all hell literally breaks loose.
When's that coming out?
Well, I don't know. We just shot it this spring, so not sure exactly when it'll be coming out, but it's called Death House.
All right. Well, everyone, keep an eye out for that. Thanks so much, man. It's been awesome talking to you, R.A.
It's been a pleasure.
Excellent. Well, you're welcome back anytime, my friend. Well,
thank you very much. I appreciate that. And you never know. I'm like a bad penny. I might turn up. Much appreciated.
No problem, man. Safe travels there, R.A. Sounds like you got a lot of road time in, so stay safe out there. There's a lot of idiots on the road.
I appreciate that, Casey, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Excellent. Take care, my friend.
You too.
Bye now.
Part talk show, part rock show, you are listening to The Casey Ferguson Show on Amherst Island Radio, 92.1 FM. That was the second and final part of my conversation with actor R.A. Mihailov. Be sure to check out R.A. and Smothered and Slasher.com, as well as the upcoming film Death House, also starring Kane Hodder, Dee Wallace, Michael Berryman, Tony Todd, Bill Moseley, and Tony Moran, among others. Less talk, more rock. Here's Johnny Lang featuring Steven Tyler, Happiness and Misery, on The Casey Ferguson Show.
I'm listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
Thank you. back around. I'm a little worse for wear. I watched the night slide through me, baby. I hardly seem to care. Just one time I'd like to know how it feels to be so high. Now we'll lay right back down, baby, with our eyes towards the sky. Can't you hear me cry now, baby? Can't you hear me cry now, baby? Can't you hear me cry now, baby? Can't you hear me? Oh, I'm so sad and lonely.
And bringing the thunder, you are listening to the Casey Ferguson Show on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. From the album Change of Pace, that was David Gogo, Sad and Lonely, Lock and Load by the Dead Daisies featuring Slash before that, and kicking off that set was Johnny Lang with Happiness and Misery. I'd love to shoot the breeze with you lunatics, but I can't seem to get more than a few words out without a damn snowplow going by or some other such nonsense, so back to the music it is. My birthday's coming up, so this seems fitting. Most people don't realize that this song was originally written and performed by Mr. Tom Waits. This is the Ramones' I Don't Want to Grow Up on the Casey Ferguson Show.
When I'm lying in my bed at night, I don't want to grow up. Nothing ever seems to turn out. Into things that they never want. The only thing to live for is today. I'm gonna put a hole in my TV set. I don't wanna grow up. Open up the medicine chest. I don't wanna grow up. I don't wanna have to shout it out. I don't want my head to fall out. I don't wanna be filled with doubt. Be a good boy scout. I don't want to have to learn to count. I don't want the biggest amount. No, I don't want to grow up. Mm-hmm.
Johnny Two Bags from Social Distortion, and you're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show.
Too cold to hold. You're listening to The Casey Ferguson Show on Amherst Island Radio 92.1 FM. From the album Sex, Love, and Rock and Roll, that was Social Distortion with Reach for the Sky, and before that, channeling Tom Waits was The Ramones with I Don't Want to Grow Up. Well, rapscallions, that's it for me. I'd like to thank The Casey Ferguson Show's exclusive sponsor here on 92.1, Overtime Sports Bar, located at 1677 Bath Road in Kingston. Overtime is a proud supporter of this show, independent radio, live music, and their community. So pop by and give old Rob and Tina a high five, would you? While you're at it, hit Overtime Sports Bar with a like on Facebook to keep up with all their upcoming concerts and events. Thanks to my guest, actor R.A. Mihailov, and of course, thank you for listening. Faith No More will play us out with a song that means a great deal to me, The Real Thing. Remember, it's only an island if you look at it from the water. Until next time, this is Casey Ferguson, over and out.
you feel it, so